Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire broadcast is being recorded and aired for November the 16th, 2024. I don't know how to truly approach this particular question, which comes from Evan, and he lives in Missouri. And so Missouri is the show me state, so I do know a little bit about this, but he wanted me, and he goes into, let me just give you a little background, into state of my teachings and the many years he wanted to know of how I've done it, and he's enjoyed the podcast. Everything has been kind of kind, and I'm very interested in kindness. But here's his question. After all is said and done in this world and everything that we've all been through, why would you, now get this, want to be a spiritual teacher? What was your quote-unquote journey to do this? What made your decision for you? And then he said he's considering doing the same thing, but wanted to know what the pros and cons were. So with that all being said and done, I thought, you know, this is an interesting thing. No one, Evan, has really ever asked me this. They assume. People do a lot of assuming, as you're doing a lot of assuming about what this is all about and what constitutes being a spiritual teacher. I have been, let's say, for the first out of the 50-some years I've been teaching, I would say I was not really a very good minister. I wasn't much interested in ministering to people. I wasn't trying to get across anything to them that they would consider helpful, like how to have more money, which was the big one, how to have a happier life, be happy, that was a big one, and of course, health, that was always a big one. So after a while, I thought to myself when I was in seminary, what am I going to do? And I kind of ran into some people that turned me on to various things, and I went and found a Zen master, believe it or not, in Lawrence, Kansas. Much to my joy, he was a very interesting man. I was provoked by his kindness and his discipline, very much so. So let me just say this to you, Aaron. There has to be a core element in you if you're going to consider doing this. I don't know how old you are. I don't know what your background is. I don't know what your hang-ups are. I have no idea. So the only thing I can actually say to you is you have to have this thing in you. This thing that I talk about is partly to serve humankind in the most generous and honest way you can. And then the other part to all of that is there has to be this leading, this, how do you describe it? It's beyond yearning. It's something that you just have to do. And there is nothing that is going to stop you. You're just going to have to do it. And in doing this kind of thing and having this kind of experience within yourself, you have to be willing to suffer the consequences. And believe me, there are tons of consequence. People will not like you. If you are a popular teacher, you are saying things that people can understand, and hence you're not helping them. Because what most people can understand is the bare minimum of survival, and they want to understand things intellectually. They want to make sure they're doing the right thing, that kind of deal. And it just doesn't work like that. It's much deeper and goes far further than that. I was never satisfied with the status quo, even as a kid. So that thing, that not being satisfied with the status quo, was a very big part of my experience in going to India, to finding in seminary when I was back at Unity Village. And since you're from Missouri, you would know where that is. I would imagine it's in Lee Summit. And I went there to become a minister. I left there as a student of the way, a student that was looking for something more profound, something that would truly elevate people. I'm not interested in their survival as much as I am their elevation. Of course, I don't want them to suffer, and I will do everything I can. I work at hospice. I do everything I can to help. But my true interest lies beyond the idea of survival and this philosophy and ideal of God as this all-knowing power and being that has a plan for you that you can't understand and that kind of thing. I'm much more, systematic about it. I want to know what Greg Penn can't know. I want to experience what Greg Penn cannot experience. I want to know a deeper experience. I want to have that direct experience with the infinite. And of course, that included meditation and a lot of disciplines that I have practiced and still do practice. But for most people, that is way beyond the confines of their patience. You have to be a very kind person. It took me many years to be kind. Kind to myself, kind to the practice, kind to others. It took me many, many years. I had to go through many, many, many trials and tribulations. And when you set yourself on the course of a spiritual awakening, you put yourself in a position where you're going to have many, many consequences of your past life, both in this world and the worlds that you came from. And it can be very tedious. It can be very difficult, but it is more than worth it. Believe me, it is. So I have had to go through many, many things, usually the basic disrespect of people in general. If I'm at a place where I'm having dinner with people that I've never met before and they ask me what I do for a living, you know, if I say I'm a spiritual teacher, or if I say I'm a meditation teacher, they roll their eyes. I tell them I'm an undertaker. And that's really what I am, because most of the people I meet are dead, long dead. They live by the confines of their ego that has killed the spirit within them. They have no sense of their soul, and they have no real interest in their soul. So with all that being said, doesn't sound very positive. I make my way through this world sharing and trying to help people that really, frankly, my dear, don't give a damn. They're just interested in the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And how do you get to Friday as fast as you can? So that's really what's been going on. And that's maybe a part of the answer that I gave you. You have to want love more than wanting what you think is love. And that is my real answer to you. It's all about love, everything that is involved in an authentic practice. And to me, it's all about wanting a love that is beyond the Gregory Penn love and all of that kind of stuff. So there you are. I don't know if that helps you, but make your decision. But I'm telling you, it is an interesting road to haul. And you learn a lot about not other people, but yourself. And what's been going on within you all these years. Thank you, Evan, for your question, and I hope in some way this has clarified some things. Please forgive me. Namaste.